What's happening, everybody? It is Leftovers on the Calvary Catechism, and we are back. If this is your first episode in a while, we did launch a full-fledged episode recently as well on forgiveness and what that looks like. But we're going to try to put out a few leftovers in the meantime in between our next full episode. And I've got with me Mr. Dr. Reverend Nate O'Brien.
You forgot apostle. I forgive you.
Is that our leftovers episode? Are there still apostles today?
We could.
Maybe we'll do that. We'll do that one time. But that's not our leftovers episode today. We are going to talk about how do I find a biblical church? What am I looking for? And also maybe some practical tips on like, what do I do? Like, how do I actually look up a biblical church and how do I begin to search that process? But let's start with some of the things that we are looking for in a biblical church.
I think the first thing to look for, which is also probably the easiest nowadays, is what kind of sermons can I get? Mm-hmm. Are they teaching from the scriptures mm-hmm. correctly, rightly, and are they bringing the gospel to bear on the sermon?
Right. So, well, there's so many different directions I can go with this, but let me ask this. When I'm looking for a biblical church, am I looking for a church that meets every single one of my doctrinal opinions?
No, not necessarily. Okay. As long as they're scriptural in their formation, there might be things that we don't agree on the peripheral issues.
Right.
So the core doctrines have to be there.
Right.
You know, are they a Trinitarian church?
Right.
Do they have elders? Do they preach the word rightly? Do they worship? What's the, you know, content of the music? Is it biblical? How do they treat church discipline? How do they operate fellowship and discipleship and evangelism? So those would be some of the things I'm looking at. Now, what is their belief on end times?
Right.
That would be a peripheral issue that we could disagree on, but I could still go to your church.
Right.
Now, there are some churches that will make that a pretty important issue, mm-hmm. and you can't take this office or that office if you don't prescribe exactly to what they believe. But if I'm without a whole lot of biblically sound churches as options, there's going to be some issues that we don't have to line up with, and that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I thought that that was a generally accepted like principle for the most part, that, you know, eschatology is very important, but it's okay if we have some minor disagreements, right. as long as we all believe Jesus is coming back and, you know, the resurrection of the dead and those basic principles. But I have seen recently where a lot of churches I didn't realize do hold very, very strongly to their positions. And I'm fine with holding strongly to your positions, but I would count that as a third tier issue for sure. And when I say third tier, I'm saying there's three tiers, I believe. There are those doctrines that if you don't believe them, you're outside of the Christian faith, such right. as the Trinity,
right.
such as the substitutionary atonement of Christ.
Jesus being the God-man.
Yes. Then there are some doctrines that are secondary issues. They are very important, mm-hmm. but it doesn't mean you're outside of the faith, such as can women be elders or not. I would not attend a church where people ordain women elders, mm-hmm. but I could not definitively say that is automatically a church that's full of false converts or teaching a false gospel.
Couldn't say it was false converts, but I would say they're in rebellion against
right.
Scripture.
They're in violation of Scripture, right. I believe. And maybe that's even a stronger example than something else like baptism, for example.
Infant baptism
right,
versus
right.
not. There are like Presbyterian churches or Lutheran churches would baptize infants.
Right.
If I didn't have a church in the area that agreed with me, where I think you need to be dunked, yay, Baptists.
Right.
I could attend in good conscience a Presbyterian or a Lutheran church that
right.
were holding to Scripture. We could disagree on that particular issue. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't take part in a baptism
right.
because I do believe it one way versus another.
Right.
But I don't know that I would not go to that church for that one issue.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is where it gets tough if you are in an area where you're really struggling to find a biblical church. But I also think that sometimes people give that excuse of there's no good churches in my area,
yeah.
but they've not really done the research, because the truth is, not all, but a lot of the more solid biblical churches in the country are smaller. They don't have a huge online presence. They're not going to be easy to find necessarily. And right. so you're going to have to do some research. Like, you're going to have to actually work for it to try to find them.
Yeah. I mean, my mom became a believer within the last 10 years. I don't remember exactly when. And she was coming out of the Catholic Church, and we were trying to find a church that's close to her house. most churches will have what they believe on the website.
Right.
So if you don't have that information on your website, I'm probably not going to go to your church because you're hiding something. The church that has all the documents, I'm taking the time to read through them.
Right.
And that's exactly what I found. I found a church by her that was super sound, and they gave all the documented evidence of what they believe and why.
Yeah.
And so she went there, and now she's the pastor's wife.
There you go.
Yeah.
So if you are a single woman,
yeah,
looking for a godly church, you may also find a husband, is you what could. You're saying.
He was married for over 30 years. His wife had passed, and then in came my sweet mom.
Yeah. You never,
new
you never
believer.
Know. Yeah. You never know what the Lord will do. No, but I think that sometimes we're looking for our preferences in a church, right? And so here's my thing. I, being a pastor, being in full-time ministry ever since I got out of college, I've not really had this experience of looking for a church. But when my wife and I were in sabbatical last year, we had 2 months where we weren't attending mission, where we were like, we have a chance to go to other churches. Yeah. I had a slight taste of what it's like in the jungle out there of finding
right.
a good church to go to. But the truth is, when we actually did the work, we realized there were a lot of really good churches in our area that we could go to. Some of them I hadn't really known of before, right? But we did the work and we found it. And we weren't picking churches based on, well, do they have a kids ministry and what time does the service start and do they play the right music? And we have those preferences. I have those preferences. I'm not saying I don't have preferences in those areas, but that's not what I would pick a church based upon. Now, let me say this. It's okay to have those preferences, and maybe you're in between two churches, and they're both solid, and one of them has more of your preferences than the other. Then go to the one that has more of your preferences than the other.
Go to the one that you can just celebrate being there.
Yes.
If you're going to be a pain in the rear, go to the one that makes you happy if they're both equal.
Yes.
Just please do that.
Yes.
But yeah, those secondary and tertiary issues, you know, like spiritual gifts would be one. There's some churches who believe that the apostolic sign gifts are still in existence today, like talking in tongues and healing and those kinds of things. Some churches don't believe that. They believe that they ceased with the apostles. That to me is, as long as you're biblically sound, you're preaching biblical sermons, you have the gospel right, and you have all the core essential doctrines down, I could attend that church even though we might disagree on what that looks like.
Yeah. And you've got to make a decision at that point that you're not going to be a thorn in the side of the pastor.
I wouldn't attend to it, to get them all to become as I am.
Right.
I would hopefully be able to go where I can joyfully attend, knowing that we're not going to agree. I mean, you and I agree on, I think, a lot, but there's going to be things we just don't agree on.
Yep.
And they're not going to be core doctrinal issues.
Right.
So that would be a problem.
Right.
I mean, you're the pastor, I'm an elder.
Right.
If we disagreed on core issues, that would be a big deal.
We'd be in trouble.
We'd be in trouble.
You know, but
we don't.
For example, here's an example, and there are going to be some people who disagree with me on this, but I feel strongly about this.
You're wrong.
I don't believe the soteriology of Calvinism is a first-tier issue, right? I believe it's very important, and I say that in saying there's a lot of caveats to that statement, right? Because if somebody says, well, you know, I can work for my salvation, then obviously that's different.
Right.
But there are some people who would not be... who would not hold to some of the doctrines of Calvinism, even though I know that word is a buzzword, be reformed in their theology, as I lean towards more so. But I could still be in their same church, and I think have a close unity with with them for that. So
and I exactly to your point. So Arminianism would be kind of the other camp, so to speak.
Right.
And just like the word Calvinism, what do you mean when you say that?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Calvin baptized infants.
Right.
Does that mean, I mean, so what all does that mean? To any degree that it lines up with Scripture, those are the things that we can agree on.
Yes.
Anytime the gospel is being changed where I have somehow worked for my salvation or can somehow take credit for my salvation, then that's a problem.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't think that would be a primary issue.
No. No. So to go back, because I sort of cut off, I want to make sure I finish the thought. First tier issues are those fundamental issues that separate Christians from non-Christians.
Right.
Second tier issues are those that, if I could put it plain or simply, they separate denominations, right?
Sure.
So Presbyterian from Baptist, they're important issues. They really matter, but they should not, they don't separate our fellowship as believers. And then third tier issues are those issues that people within the same church and the same denomination can disagree upon and be okay and have fellowship, or should be able to, because if you're, if you're causing controversy and conflict to the point of creating a lot of disunity in your church over eschatology, then I think that's a problem.
Well, and I also think in our culture, we're able to highlight differences a whole lot more than in other cultures. So in third world cultures where persecution and poverty is rampant, you rapidly lose secondary and tertiary issues as far as what will keep me from gathering with a group of believers. They all will gather because they're under that kind of a heavy persecution and that kind of thing. So in the US of A, we're free to go start second mission way and third mission way over, you know,
that's another podcast. But
so
let's begin to close a little bit by saying practically then, how do I find a church? And we've said, you know, we said a little bit, you know, look up their beliefs and do all these things. But there's some actually really good tools out there. So depending on your particular theological leaning, you can go to a foundersministries.org website, for example, and go to their church finder. You could go to a help me out, Nate. There's another one. There's a Nine Marks. Nine Marks. And by the way, Nine Marks has on their website the nine marks of a healthy church that I would hold to and agree with. Look for those marks in a a church.
If we had prepped for this at all, we'd have had those in front of us.
Yes, but we don't prep for this.
I found out 1 minute before you hit record what we were doing.
Nate loves that we don't prep for the leftovers. If we prep, they're going to be longer episodes.
That's true.
The point is they're meant to be short.
No, you're not wrong.
So if you want us to go deeper on this topic, then just email us at calfordcatechism@gmail.com and we'll go deeper. But you can find some church searches in your area. But even those, you still got to be careful. You're going to search for a church on Founders Ministries, for example, and Founders itself will tell you not every church in this list has been specifically vetted. So do your vetting. Start with their website, listen to their sermons, and then if you choose to attend, see if you can get a sit down with the pastor or one of the elders and just ask questions. Come up with a list of questions of things that are really important to you doctrinally. And even it's okay, I think, to ask some of the preferential questions like, what do y'all do here and how do y'all do this? And take your time. It's okay to visit a few different churches to see where's the Lord calling me and my family? Where do I feel like is the best fit for me, where I can joyfully come here and serve and submit to the leadership? And I don't think you must go to the first church you go to just because they're decently solid. But at the same time, the other caution is don't spend 3 years looking for a church either.
Right. We're in between churches. Let me ask you this. As a pastor, how would you feel if someone came up to you and said, I would love to meet you for coffee or for lunch and talk about what your church is about?
I love that.
Would you tear up?
A little bit. Yeah. No, I have a hard time getting people to come to what we call Discover Mission Way sometimes. That is literally just an introduction to our church.
Yeah.
So
like what we're doing. And there's people who attend the church who need to come. If you're listening, come to Discover Mission Way. Just do it. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because what happens is you don't do the research. You come to a few services and you like what you hear.
Then you're a volunteer.
Yeah.
Quickly, they pull you in. You got the shirt.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, you find out something really big you disagree with.
Right.
And so that doesn't need to happen. Like, do your research. I tell people all the time, I'm not a salesman, I'm a pastor. And so if this church isn't right for you for whatever valid reason, that's okay. I got other churches I could recommend to you. Like, my desire is that you would be in a biblical church. Do I want you to be at Mission Way? Absolutely. I would love for you to be here. I'd do everything I could to help facilitate you being here.
I'll give you a t-shirt.
You like t-shirts, apparently.
T-shirts.
But that's not offensive to me as a pastor. If you come to me and say, look, I do believe in infant baptism, and so I want to find a church that does. Fine. I had a couple not too long ago that came here. They loved it, and then they realized, we're actually looking for an Assemblies of God church. Okay, great. Go find an Assemblies of God church that's solid and teaches the Bible. Like, that's okay. There's no hard feelings in those areas. So do your research. Ask the questions. Don't be afraid. I can't imagine many pastors that would not want to have that conversation with you. And if they don't, that's potentially a red flag.
Yeah. And then lastly, I mean, ask them about what does church discipline look like here? If I go out of line, how will you bring me back into the fold?
Yep. Yeah. What is what? I mean, that's just the larger question of what is discipleship like here? How are you going to grow me in my faith? Exactly. That's probably one of the number one questions you can ask a pastor that you're looking for a church in. So
you would tear up twice.
Yeah, I would for sure. Anything else?
I think we did
off the top.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you have it. 15 minutes. We just told you how to find a biblical church. So go find one if you don't currently have one. And if you are in the Jacksonville area or near Jacksonville, we'd love to have you visit us at Mission Way Church. You can find our website and information at missionwaychurch.org. And then you can come find me when you visit and we can have coffee and talk about the church. So, but thanks as always for listening to this edition of Leftovers. If you've got questions you'd like us to tackle in this or our deeper, longer form episodes, send them to us at CalvaryCatechism@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you again. Have a great rest of your week.
See ya.